Joining me live over the phone with the monthly report from the city of Kemmer is Brian Muir, City Administrator. Brian, as always, a pleasure to have you. How's things in Kemmer today?
Beautiful day in Kemmer. It's everything is green after all the rain we've been getting, and the sky is blue. It's wonderful.
It actually came. You know what? The rain finally came. And boy, when it decided it went for it, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
Well, Brian, since we've last talked, of course, the Golden Rule Day was held in the city of Kemmer in conjunction with the town of Diamondville. Sounds like it was another great event. Great success.
Yes, it was. And also we added OPAL to it this time. And it was great to have all of the support of the community and from the county commissioners. And we appreciated it. It was actually Jamie Thornock who has been training our new community events coordinator, Kaylin Williams, worked together really well to get that ready. And they did a good job again. So thank you for supporting it as well. So.
Absolutely. Well, also, I believe it was since we talked, or maybe it was just before the last time we spoke. It was probably just before, but TerraPower broke ground on the training facility, which is in Kemmer. One thing I wanted to get an update from you on, Brian, you've been part of a big regional focus on nuclear energy, and I know you've spent quite a bit of time in Idaho at the nuclear plant near Idaho Falls, and maybe update us on where that group is at and that coalition of nuclear energy and preparing for training and that kind of thing.
So yes, Mary Crosby and I, Mary Crosby from the county and I, we went and toured INL, and it was amazing. The big thing that we learned from that was just the amount of jobs that and the high-paying kinds of jobs that this kind of industry can bring. I think they had they told us they have over 6,000 workers working at the INL and related industry, and those jobs, I think they average $125,000 a year. So that was encouraging. I know that, as far as Glenn Murrell of INL, who's represents Wyoming, he was there and he helped put on a really good orientation to all of the opportunities that could be coming our way in nuclear. And there's lots of, I think, bigger and better things to come that we're hoping to bring to Kemmer as well, some ancillary nuclear and all of that. There's also a cooperative effort with Idaho and other, I think they're trying to look at possibly bringing in Utah into that. It's called the INEC. It's the Intermountain Nuclear Energy Corridor, where it's going to be the idea is that sharing ideas, information, training, economic development opportunities so that we can all try to benefit from the rising tide that this new nuclear renaissance is going to bring. So,
Brian Muir, Kemmer City Administrator on the Weekday Wake Up this morning. Brian, what else has been happening in Kemmer that's worth mentioning this morning?
Well, our Chamber of Commerce Gala, which is the second annual one, was a success, well attended, and some of our elected officials went to that and said it was really good. And we also have upcoming our airport fly-in and car show. We're looking for classic cars to be able to bring us. So please contact us if you're interested in being at that. We're looking for more entries and some more variety this year. On September 20th, it starts at 8 a.m. And, of course, the biggest thing about that is people, the young folk, have an opportunity to fly in an airplane as long as they're under 18 years of old. I think it's over 12, if I'm not mistaken, 12 to 18. And it's always been a growing thing every year of interest for the youth especially and plants some good seeds for aviation. So.
Well, and it's such a unique location. I mean, come on, the airport up on the hill. I mean, it's almost too good to be true, really. And so, what a cool venue for that type of event.
Yeah, it is. And you know, in addition, they have something for the every age, really. Even the young kids that can't get on the planes, they can get a lift up in the fire department's hoist that they hoist up into the air to put out fires on high-story buildings. So that's quite a fun thing to do, too. And And Chad Nelson is the guy, why our airport manager and public works director. He's helps prepare for that event, as well as Kaylin's helping him, and he's the one that is putting the car show together. So, and helps with the fuel and all that. So we appreciate the efforts of our staff to make that a successful event.
So I was going to ask you, you mentioned that you're looking for classic car entries to be in the car show. So do if anyone out there wants to be in it, do they contact the airport, or how does that, is there a registration process?
Just tell them to contact me or Chad Nelson. I'll get them in touch with Chad, and we'll get them on the list. And there's plenty of room. So the more cars, the better. So we're not going to restricted by registration. Just please just get it, bring your cars, and let us know you're coming.
So. Perfect. Kemmer City Administrator Brian Muir this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. Brian, anything else you'd like to mention today while we have you?
Yeah, I just wanted to put a plug in for our golf course. I've heard it said that it's looking even better than Evanston's golf course. There's a little a lot of improvement there, looking great. We've had a lot of heavier participation than normal, and I know that John Tibbetts and his team have done a good job out there. The other thing that I think I did have some, speaking of TerraPower earlier, I did have a meeting with TerraPower, and I confirmed from them that they're on schedule for the 500 workers that are scheduled to come in the first quarter of next year. So, and then it's going to ramp up from there. So, and the good thing is we're actually very well prepared with our housing. We have a lot of vacancies right now in our apartments and mobile homes and RV parks. And as we've talked about, we're also working for the next wave of higher amounts by trying to get apartments and everything, and so we feel ready for the next year. So the year after that, we're working on, but next year we feel quite ready for the incoming workers, and we're excited. And it's people are investing in housing. They're also investing in the downtown. Bootleggers is about to open. It may already be open in the downtown. There's help wanted signs on the outside. It's gotten its permit, its building permit. And the second Golden Rule store, also in the downtown, has got a permit in now for a new roof, and they're Bob and Joy Fox are putting an investment into that and their family, and we're really excited great that we can preserve that great asset in our community.
Yeah, no doubt. Absolutely. That's Brian Muir this morning, Kemmer City Administrator. Brian, as always, appreciate your time and your updates. Thank you.
You bet.
It's the Weekday Wake Up this morning on the SBI Radio Network.